So let's go. I want now to take that step that you reveal something within you with an opportunity in mitzvahs. I want to take that into the depth of your own world. Yeah? That is your own endeavor, which someone asked me, feeling an opportunity in business. Or that's a little bit a different question there, opportunity in business, or opportunity at home, related to children, related to things which are not mitzvahs, but also there, revealing something which is profound, which you feel that there is something to go with, to dwell on. And not life is passing by and basically boring. And the only thing which will be then, that what we spoke, that is that excitement which fulfills your with your adrenaline, but it's there is no substance to it, which that's the today's fleeting time, you know, that you're always you invest in something or you have excitement about something, but that wears off immediately. And you want to have more substance in our lives, and that's what is needed today. That's the combat of this technology thing, which the technology is this fleeting superficiality. It sounds like intelligent, but it is not. It's free. It goes away. So how do you do that? Good. Now, for example, you enjoy your family. Yeah, you have nachas from your children. So, but there has to be something deeper there, because a lot of people say, "I have nachas for my children." I'm a grandfather now. As a grandfather, you have nachas on the grandchildren. Yeah, for sure, the most nachas you have on the grandchildren that you can't tell them go home, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why the father you can't do, you know? As a grandfather, you can't tell them go home. And then that's nachas, you know? But what is that, for example, nachas for the children? Or that you enjoy looking at the nature, you know, you run out at 4:30 in the morning, and then you see something by the beginning of the sun. You see something very interesting, you know, and you like that. What is that? Why is that different than looking it up today? People, for example, this lack of experience. People are interchanging the going to the nature by looking at National Geographic films, you know, sitting there. And, that's what you do. Okay, so but what's stuck in the difference? What is stuck in the difference? Is it the effort? Is it the working? What is the difference? So I want to go with that slowly, because that's the second step in that. You know, you have a depth, a simcha in the mitzvah, and now you have also simcha or connection, deep connection with things which are happening in your own life. Yeah? Good. First, when you want to work on that, the first is you have to understand that connections in life are there where things are simple, not sophisticated. That's the first thing we have to understand. It's similar to the mitzvahs we had, because this simplicity of putting on the tefillin or saying the Kiddush, having some idea what it is about, but the simple doing it creates the connection. In your life too, you have to reveal depth in the simple things. When you can't do that, you can't have a deep life. You will have a sophisticated life, but it's not deep. You understand the difference? There are people which are sophisticated, but they're not deep. Depth is there where simplicity is. That's there. And that's the Mesilas Yeshorim is quarreling with that. He tries to explain that in his preface to the Mesilas Yeshorim, that there is depth in things which are seemingly simple, but there is a thing to think about them. Because you know it, because you have it, because they are with you, that's why you have to think about them. Don't go for that. that the thinking process is only there where things are complicated or unknown. No, that will make you into an intellectual person, but not into a deep person. Depth is where things are simple. First, that's not so easy. That's not so easy, but that's the plain truth, because your life is always simple. When you think about that, life is always simple. It's always simple. No sophistication about that. It could be that there are ingredients which are made out of sophisticated things, but life itself is always very simple, very, very down to earth, very simple. That is the mafteach, which we put into the scale against an other connected ingredient in our society, which very much enhances sophistication and knowledge and all different kinds of spooky things. I once was in Lawrence, and you know what that means, in Lawrence in America, and I was invited from Zev Wolfson, a good friend of mine, that I should be there like scholar in residence. So I spoke with them about how a tree is growing. I was simply misboding how a tree is growing. Branches and like this, he has roots, he has, perhaps I said it here once too, he has a trunk, he has branches out, and I made that a dukmut for the man. And then afterwards, the response of the Kehila was, and I didn't understand that, the response was, Leicester is not so sophisticated. So then, you know what Lawrence is, you know, these balabatim there, then I looked at myself and said, Ma ta'otzin meni. I'll take all of you, you know, and I tell the alle hargenen, you know. Was means what about many? Why was means not as sophisticated? Till I understood that people do not understand that. They think something has to be complicated and fancy in order to be deep. Yeah? And that leuchter is not complicated and not fancy. I spoke about the tree, the way it grows, you know. But I try to say something deep. Yeah? I tell you something deep. But this doesn't go over always. This needs work by itself. It needs work by itself. That you are seeing simple things are deep. Okay? That's the first step. Otherwise you can't reveal depth in your life. Not China. Simple things. Very simple things. But they are deep. Yeah? Now, that is the koyach which we have. We are beginning with against the superficiality. That we are having these simple things going on in life, but we are revealing that those are deep. There are more to it. Give you dugma. Also, I gave it yesterday, but that as a compliment to my wife. When over here is a coffee machine. So I do not have such a nice coffee machine, otherwise my wife in the morning only has to press a button and then the coffee comes out. No, we have this instant coffee, you know, and then you have to pour water and the milk is next to it. So I'm getting up first. At home, I'm getting up first and then I prepare the coffee, put in a little bit of coffee in there, and the water is, I tie there, should be water there, and I put the milk next to it and go to that. Okay, so my wife comes down and she sees, I thought about her. That's a big thing that I thought about her. And one day, after years of being married and doing that every single day, I take her cup, which this always, everyone has his own cup, you know, you have that too. It's a silly thing, but vice versa, everyone has that, you know. My cup, your cup. So, my boss is also amazing. But that's the way it is. So I take her cup, and then there is a letter inside. Yeah, there's a letter inside. So, she wrote me some note. Very nice, a small note. So what's in the note? So what you would think it's in the note, it's a note, thank you for your caring for me. That's superficial. That's nothing. Yeah, that's, you care for me, that's nothing. So she wrote something else. And that was for me overwhelming, because there I saw a person which is able to think deeply about a very simple thing. It's a very simple thing. Put coffee, water, milk. That's it. Thank you for your faithfulness. you see the sinful Maisa in another realm altogether. You see in that faithfulness, that's another realm. That's much deeper than caring. You know, caring, that's like preparing the coffee. Faithful means preparing the coffee for 10 years. Yeah? That's another, that was another reaction. That was a depth in perception of a very simple thing. Extremely simple. That's an extremely simple thing. But you perceive it with a deep outlook, with a deep understanding. This is essential for you, that you should be connected in a deep way to your life. Otherwise, the life, the tide of the life will swap you away. You'll be gone, you know, because there is enough what to do and things are coming up all the day and there is no depth intrinsically there and you are living, you know, it's a life. Well, what do we have to think about, you know? It's one thing leads to the other and you just float to your, through your day and then you are caught in that shallowness. You are caught in the shallow waters and then what makes life interesting is, again, this what we said. It is the excitement. That your husband is faithful, and not faithful in the way, this dirty way of using the word. Only faithful in preparing a coffee. That is not exciting. It's, believe me, it's not exciting. It's simple. It's not exciting. I mean, there's some excitement there. But it's deep. It's connecting. It is that what marriage is about. These things, yeah? But it's not exciting. And when you don't have that, you are have to look for excitement. Otherwise it's boring. You have to look for excitement. You have to go deeper, yeah? You have to go deeper in that, you have to do that. This is, there is a big work doing that in good things. Together at home, for example, yeah. When you want to train that, it's not so much there's an opportunity to do it together. It's not so much as a mitzvah or things like this, but you sit together and to discuss and think about your children, for example, but in a deeper way, in a deeper way. This simple thing which is going on, seeing the depth of a good thing, of a good midah, of a quality, seeing the depth in a real way, yeah. Formulating that differently. Seeing something else in there. Huh? So that is essential that you should be able to do that. This is a difficult thing. Why? Because it goes against your intellectual desire. The Ramchal says that the Mesil Yeshorim, you naturally are not interested in thinking about that. Because you are naturally interested in thinking about sophisticated things. That's the nature of the brain. You want to think deep. And I would say complicated and sophisticated. That's what you want. That's what your brain calls for. But you have to break that through, and you have to get used to that. That you are revealing depth in the very simple things. Yeah? In the very simple things. Try once to do that. For example, I give you an example. When you are dealing with people. You deal with people. You have to be able, when you deal with a person, that to see that he is a godlado. But not because of any learning and capabilities, and not because that you are such an oyer v'yisrael, only because you discern one quality by the person, which you see that that quality is unique and deep. And every single person has it. And when you begin to think like this, you see that it's amazing that you don't see that. You live in a very shallow world, and you do not see even the qualities which are under your nose. Give you a dogma. How far that goes that you don't want to see that. I once spoke with you about Hakel, about the meat. Hakel, that's a butcher in Yerushalayim. So you're standing there by Hakel, and there was a line, and there was an American lady. She wanted chopped meat, but it should be not fat, non-fat. So a kilo of non-fat chopped meat. So Hakka told her, I just did that, a non-fat meat, I made that, and I had half a kilo, you can take it immediately, that's it. And she looks at it and says, no, that's too white, with glycerol is going fat. And he told her, no, that's the way it grinds, because the grinding is not cutting, it's quetching, you know, and when you quetch the meat, it gets white, even the thing which is not fat intrinsically. Real meat, not chicken, but real meat, that's the way it works, you know. So it gets white. So she said, no, I want another one. No, that's not good. Okay, so he takes another piece of meat and he shows it to her. It's good, yeah, that's really not fat. And she wants that chopped, she puts it in, and puts it through, and comes out. It was exactly the same color as the first one. Exactly the same. There was no difference altogether. Nothing. And now Hakka gives that kilo of flesh. And now when I would be Hakka, I couldn't resist to make like this. Same thing, no? I couldn't resist. It was underhand to do that. He didn't even, one blink of an eye, gurnished, you know, he just gave it to her and took the money. I saw an unbelievable good meter. What do you see? Leichter, you are an idiot. He would lose a customer when he would do that. For sure he doesn't do it. You have a bad eye. You are a mushchus. You don't want to see miles in simple things. You only want to see chisroines. You want to judge the other guy that there is nothing happening, gurnished, it's only chemdas moment. That's what you see. Chamor.
Excuse me, yeah?
He's being called worse.
that's what you see. Yeah? You're just judging the thing in a way that there is shallowness going on. There's no mile, no need of thinking, no need of recognizing. Your world is just one big shallow place. Yeah? And then, why should be the world deep? Why should be anything deep? Why should be anything a necessity to think deeper? Nothing. Gurnish. We have to find a way to break through that. Yeah? This is so the simcha shel mitzvah, that means you are connected to the mitzvah, you see the depth of the mitzvah, not the depth in the book, the depth to you. The world is exactly the same. But now you see that in the world you are fighting against the tide. Because the tide is this. You see? There's a tide which goes the other way around. You know what? He will lose a customer. Now that's the tide. And you have to fight that tide. It's in a certain way much more difficult than the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah, there is a content there beforehand. You learn the tefillin, and this tefillin is not wash content. It means money. No, the tefillin don't mean money. They never mean money. Tzitzis doesn't mean... Today, actually, nishmas means... Tefillin means refuah. Now, I don't know. Yeah, but we are on the way to make from the mitzvahs also like this losing a customer. But when you are normal, that's not the case, you know. Mitzvahs are mitzvahs, and there's a teuche to the mitzvahs. And whenever there's a skula, it's a skula, but that's not the point of the mitzvah, yeah? The mitzvah is the mitzvah. And there's a content to it. That's a normal thing. So there, the tide is not going in the other direction. But by your world, it's going. It's going the other direction. It wants to convince you there's nothing happening. You know, vooch, losing a customer. That's what you think. Yeah? But no, it's a mile, an unbelievable depth in a person. And you don't see it. So this is the challenge of being a deep and a content person. When you approach, it sounds to you like being a little bit Tamim, how you call that?
Simple,
innocent, something like this, yeah? That means you're looking naive, that's right. It sounds like you are naive, you know? A naive person looks like this. What is my answer? So the answer is, so what's bad being naive? This is my answer. My answer is not, no, I am more intelligent. No. My answer has to be, what's bad being naive? It could be that when you have making a deal with a person and you are a businessman, and then you don't have to be naive because he will cheat you. That's why I'm not a businessman, no? I'm a very naive person. So when I make business, I only lose money, you know, because I believe in people. I can't. But without making business, what's bad being naive? What's bad? No, it's not intelligent. No. It's a source of being much more intelligent and much deeper and having a deep and meaningful and full life. What does it mean not intelligent? Yeah?
What's the difference between this and Dandekavskus?
Okay, could be Dandekavskus, could be Dandekavskus is I don't know. Could be Dandekavskus. Could be, I have to think about that. I once had a Mahalach in Dandekavskus, a different one. That was too quick, you know, I can't. In the middle of this one, so I can't do it. Boom, you know, too quick. It's like this, okay? When you have a kick out of that I should quote Chazal, then I will quote Chazal. I have. Okay. Okay. When you, this is difficult for me a little bit. Not, I have nothing no objection to that. But it's difficult for me because this is our whole sugi. Mostly Dandel Kapsu is a big sugi, and I it's like you ask me, and what's with Yivomis? You know, what's with Yivomis? I can't cover that whole thing. You know,
the difference be is that it's going on the person that's thinking about it. I mean, the story with your wife. So she had this hakaras hatov towards you, which. Possibly you never had that intention in the first place. When you started doing it, it wasn't to do it for 10 years. It was never part of your intention, but she saw it in you. So it's coming from the person, not the action that they are looking at. I mean, it's the way they're looking at the action, but not necessarily
That's there. And when I see that in Hakel, I see the person. I don't see the action. That's right. I try to see the depth in the person. That's right. I don't sign the action. It could be when you would ask me, what's the din of that action? How do you judge that action? Then I would say, it could be that he does it because of the business. I'm not a silly man. I always understand that you could do it like this. But when I look at a person, I see a big person in front of me, a deep, big person in front of me. Yeah? That's what I see. Yeah? Like you say. Yeah?
Are you looking at it?
Yeah, the way I look at it. But that needs to be done, and then I can deepen my understanding, and then I can contemplate on that. Because I saw, it's almost like it by the mitzvahs. I saw a beginning of being touched by something or by someone with his ma'ila. And you see, it's a very easy thing doing it, simple thing doing it by simple people, by simple miktsot, not by big ones, you know, taxi driver or a garbage man or things like this, to see these people and to see there is a maile going on, a maile of a person, a maile of ne'emonis, a maile of faithfulness by the guy, you know, brings the iton, brings the newspaper every day, or the one which brings the bread. I am the only one in the shuna, not the only one, but that's what they say. And I'm the only one in the shuna, which when I see the car with the bread going by from Angel, I say them shalom. That guy brings us the bread. I don't eat bread and diabetes, you know. But that guy brings the bread to shuna. People don't see that. I see that over here there's a man which gives you the possibility to survive every single day. That what he's paid for. So that's what he's paid for. Same thing as by Hakel, you know. I shouldn't do it. It's paid for that. So what? You don't see that over here there's a big thing going on? Someone brings you the bread. Yeah? I know we are working. I have a new son-in-law, which the new son-in-law is a very interesting guy. I told you that, you know, he has a... When you would see him with me together, you also would look like this, you know. He is a second husband. My daughter was divorced and married second, married someone, which he is an interesting guy, you know, very interesting, you know. He has a shawarma place next to me, yeshiva. And once in a while, the bochim see me in that shawarma place, and they look like... And then I stand with a guy on the street and drink a coffee with him. They really think that the blizzard is just coming into them, you know. Whoa, what's going on, you know? The biting there is a guy which makes with us matzahs, you know. He's the goyim, you know. I bake matzahs myself. I am the finer. You did that once? You don't bake matzahs over here in South Africa? Hunt matzahs? You don't do that?
Yeah.
I do that. I'm the one which makes this hard work with a stick, you know. And my sons make the thing, and then others do a little bit making the rolling. But in the end, there is someone which makes the whole thing. Eagle, you know. He's a guy, a simple guy. I love it, you know. We show together. Eagle told, you can go. Eagle told my new son-in-law, which is the only one, he's on his place. He told, you have to know, your father-in-law is the only guy from all the people I work with, from all of them which I work with, which tells me shalom outside in the street. All of them only know me by the word. Outside the world, no one knows me. This is shallowness. It is not that it's simply shallow. When you wouldn't be shallow, when you see this guy makes your matzahs, that is a big thing, and he knows how to do it, and he makes the best matzahs in the world. Then you see it on the street, and you say, Shalom Yigal, Mashvalcha! But when you say, this is the guy I have never to pay money for, and it costs me money, and that's why the matzahs are more expensive than without him, you know? And he's paid for. Then he's a pain in the neck, you know, but he makes his job good. He's paid for that, Elamah, you know? Then why should you say in Shalom in the middle of the street? You live a shallow life. You live absolutely a shallow life. When you want to do this same thing, that you're connected to deeper things in your life with other people, you have to see that simple things, making a matzah, bringing away the garbage, bringing the bread, those are big things happening in front of your eyes. Yeah? Big things with people. Yeah? And you have to get used to that. And when you are used to that, then you even can contemplate on it. And then your life yourself will be deeper. But that's the whole work. That's then the work of continuing work after this Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Which is Simcha Shel Mitzvah is like easier in a way, because it's a mitzvah and a well-defined thing. But over here, no. We want to have a connection to Torah and a connection to people and a connection to the life which goes far beyond the surface. Now, over there too, you need to prepare. There you need to prepare. In the Torah, that's a tricky thing. In the Torah, you have a prepared teuchen within the learning business. In the world, you need to prepare a dictionary of milas. Otherwise, you can't see that. I don't know how your dictionary looks like. When you have, you know what Webster's is? You make English with English, that's right? So, let's say I make a Webster's, 2 volumes. I was once spoke about that here. 2 volumes upon Webster's. One with qualities, positive qualities, and the other volume with negative qualities, with negative things. Which volume will be thicker?
We hope the positives.
What?
We hope the positives.
But I tell you the negative.
No, I know.
For sure. In negativity, you have an ability to discern, to dak mina dak achalei nivdok, yeah? Unbelievable. You are a nebuch, and you are a nechs, and you are a nudnik, and you are nakats, and you are in Hebrew with a nun, there are a lot of words here, you know. And in positive, he was great. Insanity. It was unbelievable. That was why you speak like this. Don't you see that you have a very rudimentary language in the positive sense? And when you want to discern something, then you say, for example, by Shiduchim, you say, yeah, you know, the boy is a very good boy. He has very good midas. And then you have to say, but. That's right? You say, but. You have to. Otherwise, you sound like silly. It's the same thing as with Hacker. When I tell you, Hacker is the best person in the world, sounds like silly, because you are not intelligent. When you are intelligent, then you say, but, perhaps it's business, you know? Yeah. Obo, that's intelligence, you know. You see only the minor. How big is your vocabulary in the positive sense? When you think about that, you get flabbergasted. It is nearly nil. Nearly nothing. You can't say something substantial in the positive way. When that's the case, that shows that your world in the positive sense is shallow. That is, the world of human being are his words. And when the words are non-existent, the world is not existent. Doesn't exist. So they can't go like this. You have to get used to that. And we are not... that's also a cultural thing, which is not my thing now, but it's also a cultural thing that we are not used to that, to like that, to have that. Bell Gershenfield once did it. He was in Beverly Hills or Hollywood, somewhere like this, and there was, you know, they all are Jews there, which they make all these never films, you know, they are Jewish, and he had the possibility to speak to them. And he spoke to them something very intelligent. I liked it. He told them that he has this day, he had his 25th anniversary. Like when he was married 25 or 30 years, I don't know, 25 I think. And then all of them said, "Why?" And, "Oh, they're all crazy, they're Jewish, you know." So he looks at them and told them, you having a joy out of that someone is married so long. So could you give me a list of films which I go to see and they will enhance my shalom bias? That was an intelligent question. Give me a list. You are people. There are people there in Hollywood, but every year they look at thousands of films because they judge them. At thousands of them, yeah. The year has only 365 days, but they look at much more than 365 films a year, much more. Yeah? They look. Give me a list of films which will enhance my shalom bias. It's the biggest industry in the world. It's the industry which shapes your world, your expectation of world. Yeah, let's be honest, yeah. Films do that. They are very powerful media. Was quiet. Gurnished.
Was.
What?
It was the most powerful media.
Okay, today's, you know, it was the internet. Okay, but it was the most powerful media. So, it was quiet. Around the table was quiet. Or in the room was quiet. No one said a word. And no one even raised a hand. There was no one knowing. After a week or more, well, Gershberg got a letter or a postcard from one which said, "You should perhaps look at this and this film that will enhance your shalom bias." Do you see in which world we are living? Do you see that the vocabulary about Hashchose is daily and hourly growing? And the vocabulary about keeping up a family the way it has to be stays rudimentary, like in the 17th century, you know. You have to be piet, all this, you know, you have to have tsepalach, and you have to be like this, and you have to be a nice and quiet person, then you have shalom bais. Huh? But when you want to be more worldly, I'm going to chutzal. It's only to show you that my wife was shocked. The cousin's still his wife now. She has a cousin which is absolutely fried. Absolutely. When it shrimps and vegetables, no, nothing. Gurnisht. Yeah? Gurnisht. And he came to visit once by me, and I work like a madman. Also, when I'm in, not only that I'm coming to South Africa, but when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I then was a mashgiach by Zurevin. I went out of home at 6:30 in the morning. That's pretty early, 6:30, you know, something like this. And I came home around 10 by night. Not a good idea. Huh? I shouldn't do that. No, it was takarot the gunut because Sean Weiss wasn't a good idea, but you should be less at the work as a mashgiach. I didn't know that then. But So they came to for a visit, and I was very happy. You know, they came for a visit, and he was there with his wife, and he asked me, "What's your schedule? What are you doing?" He said, "I'm a mashgiach yeshiva." So, wow, what's your schedule? So I told him, "I'm going 6:30 out of the home, and then I work there, the mashgiach in the morning, and then in the afternoon also the bochim, and by night I say a vad, and then parsa." Speak a shir, I don't know what. I come home around 9:30, 10, something. Come on. And he heard that, and I was like, madman, you know. And he looked at my wife, and he literally, I remember that, told her, "Are you sure there's not another woman there?" That's what he asked. And his wife made, "Punch!" You know, and that's what he got. But that's the normal thing to think. That's the way the films are influencing you. Your vocabulary is negative. Your vocabulary is negative. So the world is negative, huh? Nachon? I let that through, you know. I was surprised. I myself never crossed my mind that I want someone could think like this. Again, I'm a very naive person. I don't think like that. I was sitting in a shir. In Haifa, I was sitting in the shir in the same inyan. It's by every inyan like this. But I was sitting in the shir in Haifa and giving a shir about Achrei Mois. Achrei Mois Kedoshim, Achrei Mois. So Achrei Mois is Arayis. So I had a whole mahalach, it was Kirbuchoykim, and there was a group of people around the table. One of them was a Mumche Orech Din. He was a lawyer, Mumche lawyer from Haifa, Mumche. I spoke about Arayas, and then I spoke about that, and I went into this hype, you know, when I'm excited, you see how that goes, I was so excited, and then out of excitement, I said, "I am positive, that's poshut, that also in the civil law, that adultery will be punished by jail, the way we have it, chayv misa." And then the lawyer looked at me and said, "Leuchter, are you crazy? Do you want to put the half the Medina behind the bars?" That lawyer is a Roshe. Because why may I not think that no one does it? Why do I have to have in my vocabulary that this is a common thing to do? Why? Is there any mitzvah? I deal with things which are worse than you deal with. I deal with people which they made aveiras you can't imagine. Yeah? But by me, those are always yotzim in a klal. This is a guy which, you know, that guy is crazy, you know. He's perhaps mentally ill. Perhaps he is nicht normal. Yeah? But how would I look like when I would think that's normal? My world is destroyed. But that's the world you like. You love that world. All this information in the world and all this influence in the world makes your world a place where the positive vocabulary is not there. It's not there. Inexistent. It sounds like unintelligent. And then you want to have a deep life. Then you want to go deeper. How do you want to go deeper? Deeper into dirt. You have to drown in the stunk. That's what you want? Can't be. We have to restore something over here. Yeah? We have to do that. Because otherwise depth isn't there. You understand that, yeah? It was an unbelievable tzir for Gershenfeld. There's not one film which enhances your Shalom Bais. And they produce thousands a year. Not one. Not one. All destructive, you know. All negative. All of them. And that's the way you grow up. That's the way your children grow up. And then you want to live in a deep world. What deep world? What? A rotten place, you know. We can't have that. What is? You have something to say?
No. So like, reality is different for everybody in the world.
That means?
Reality. Reality. What is considered reality? What's...
So what you ask, where does reality kick in?
I mean, no, I'm saying, depending on who you talk to, they have a different reality.
That's right, but when you yourself think about what reality is, why do you have to think in negative terms? Why do you have to be so intelligent? You know, by me personally, people come to me with very bad things. I made for me a cloud. I believe as much as they say. I am never maybe midaiten. I don't do that. You know, someone comes with a thing and says, I made this and this, and that's why I want to try to get out of that. I just believe what he says. That's it. I believe also the way he looks like. I believe the way he moves. I believe all different kinds of, but I believe that. I don't make conclusions beyond what he's telling me, because then I would be a mushkas. It's my own health also is worth something. And then people say, you are naive. No, I help people. Why do I help people? Because this enables me that I still can see the positive fact in him. I don't be made in midaiti that this guy is rotten through and through. I still believe that there is something else there. But when I would be a mechokh maybe midaiti, my negativity would cover the whole thing. And that's what happens to us in our world. Our negativity is covering the whole thing. To be positive, yeah, and then you have to go and see the zebras. They are positive, yeah. No, people are also good, you know. Next time you go 4:30 in the morning, we go to people and look at them. And they are as good as zebras, but not better. No, they are not. Because at the long end, kulam mushatim, lo? Yeah? No, it's not like this. You can't. We have to do something about that. That our simple outlook in the world to the world has a place that there are positive things going on. Otherwise, it goes back to the first thing. It's like hakores hatoyif. We have to be makir the good in the people too, and in the world too. And that's difficult. Because to be makir the good, it's like shallow, naive. Why good? No, that is a rotten world. And we are not rotten. Yeah? We are not. And you have to get used to that, that you see people and actions with a positive attitude. And you have to make your vocabulary behetem. That means you have to make a bigger vocabulary and try to formulate that. What did you see a mile over there? That's a very healthy thing. And then you can deepen your understanding of the good. That's the hakoras hatoyv, which is there in Ben Odom L'Chaveiro. That I see good in other people. I say good in the reality which is in front of me. And to tell you, today it's Kamata Yiyush, you know? It's nearly a Yiyush. You only see negias and try to gain something, try to make you lose something. That's what you see, huh? Can't be like this. Okay? So that is, I think, the work we have to do when we relate to our world. So now the last call we have, that we have to find a way that we are restoring that. I'm now perhaps not done the kafshus over here when you want that in that way, that we have to restore something. Perhaps I make a mistake and you are all the best people in the world and you see only the good in other people, and that's fine. But normally when you speak to a crowd of people, this thing has to be restored. Yeah? That is not there by itself. Yeah, was he?
The Rav saying, not to everyone. Sometimes we interact with Rishoyim. We should, those Rishoyim, we...
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. But it's by me, personally, because I try to help people. That's a different thing. I don't try to make business with people. Yeah. I would be a very bad businessman. Because this wouldn't go.
Yeah, from a business perspective, you know, when you're buying a second-hand car and you're believing the salesman saying that it was only driven by a gremlin not more than 25 kilometers an hour, it's difficult not to doubt it.
Yeah, of course, I understand that. I understand. So that's why I think we have to restore that. Yeah.
But it's hard to compartmentalize. If you're dealing with guys who, you know, are in business all the time, and so they're used to looking in that, you know, that cynical, streetwise way at people, not being too trusting, not being too naive. It's quite difficult to sort of switch and look at the guy who delivers the newspaper or the bread in that sort of way that you're talking about.
It's difficult, that's right.
Because you try to compartmentalize. One time I have to look at people in this way and then the other way. If in business all the time you're used to looking in a certain way, that's naturally going to...
That's right. That's a problem. That's a problem we are in. That's what I want to think together, together as the end of the session. I think we go till one, that's right?
Yeah, but maybe we take
a break now, a small break now, and then we'll think together about that, which I think it's clear it's not clear to everyone. That's right?
Yes.
But we will find some way out of that... trap, we'll be happy. I don't know whether we'll find a way, but when we'll find some way out of that trap, we'll be happy. But that's where we are now. Okay? Weiter. Hat kam.